Macron commits to send Ukraine 100 fighter jets after Zelensky meeting. By Kurt Zindelka on November 17, 2025. France has agreed for the first time to provide Ukraine with fighter jets, as part of a deal struck between President Emmanuel Macron and President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris on Monday. Ukraine will purchase around 100 Rafale fighter jets, with their associated weapons from France over the next decade, the Élysée Palace announced on Monday. The deal will also see Kyiv provided with next-generation air defense systems, drones, and bombs from French sources. It comes amid a tour of European capitals by President Zelensky, who is seeking to shore up support from allies as the war with Russia continues to grind on. The Ukrainian leader already secured a deal in Athens on Sunday to receive American liquid natural gas shipments through Greece to ensure energy supplies during the harsh winter, and plans on visiting Spain on Tuesday. In a Paris press conference on Monday afternoon, President Macron said that the arms deal represents a new step in French commitment to Ukraine, which he described as Europe's first line of defense. This agreement demonstrates France's commitment to placing its industrial and technological excellence at the heart of Ukraine and Europe, Macron said per Le Figaro, while at the same time expressing a desire for a fair and sustainable peace. Russia alone has chosen war. Everything is ready for peace, Russia alone refuses to accept it. He said, continuing, Russia is pursuing the objective of taking control of Ukraine. Despite the intransigence and obstinacy from Moscow, Macron said that he hopes a peace agreement will be struck before the end of his second and final presidential term in 2027. He said that the last few months have been marked by decisions that have been real turning points in the war and that the pressure from the Trump administration on Russia through energy sanctions will ultimately force Vladimir Putin to the table. However, the embattled French leader did appear to take a jab at President Trump during the press conference, saying, "I note that in other democracies, and not the least important ones, where candidates had said that things would stop in 24 hours, and that perhaps we should no longer support Ukraine, the confrontation with reality can change the game." For his part, President Zelensky said, "This is a substantial increase in our defense capabilities. Together, we will enhance the industrial and technological potential of France and Ukraine. Ukraine will be able to receive 100 Rafale fighter jets, 4 French radars, 8 air defense systems, and 6 bomb launching systems. This is very important for us." It comes as Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Monday that Moscow is interested in a sit-down between President Trump and Vladimir Putin as soon as possible. "Right now, it's difficult to predict when these conditions will materialize. Although, of course, we are all interested in these conditions materializing sooner rather than later," Peskov said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.